fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Tuesday, the 8th of November. It is November. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. His 6 books for sale at amazon.com. We're expecting Steve Bannon to call in soon. He said he would call in this hour. Steve's website is israelinewslive.org. In the meantime, we got some callers on hold. First, we go to Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, that caller, a few calls back, we talked about this, the idea of the voting places, the polling places, and cell phones and Wi-Fi connections and stuff like that. Well, this is a bunch of muddied waters, confusion. I mean, this is silliness. And it'll just, you know, I've thought trying to get thousands of people to waste their time piddling around with this stuff. The Wi-Fi on the phone, a Wi-Fi connection is a Wi-Fi connection, and a Bluetooth connection is a Bluetooth connection. They're handling their separate menus in your phones. They're not the same frequencies. While it's true that the cell phone can emulate Wi-Fi hotspot, most people don't turn that on. It has to be turned on. Somebody could use their phone as a Wi-Fi hotspot to connect their tablet to it or something like that. But this stuff about the Bluetooth and all the vaccinations and all that kind of stuff, this is just foolishness designed to confuse and send people down rabbit trails. If that hackers are going to hack into the voting system, they're not going to be on site within proximity, of the Wi-Fi connection, like as if they're like sitting in their car and piddling around hacking it. No, hackers going to come and hack in from elsewhere from the internet. They're not going to go out there and take their car and have their license plate there, and their physical person there. No, hackers hack remotely because that's the advantage. They can hide their identity. They can be various places. So this stuff is just foolishness. And one other thing I wanted to say is, as you guys are talking about all this war stuff, warfare stuff, and China, Russia, and the U.S. and everything like that, I'm always dragged back to the issue of infrastructure. And you do all the programs about on EMP and the EMP shielding and stuff like that. America you know, is not prepared for the mainland, has not been, other than 9/11, that was a terrorist attack. America is not prepared for anything even remotely similar to actual warfare, you know, in the lower 48. You know, if an enemy were to take out just a fraction of our power grid for, you know, even for several days, America would fold like a road map. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Whole lots of, but about that Wi-Fi stuff, that's foolishness. All right, thank you guys.
Okay, thank you for the call. Let's go to Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Jeff. Listen, I wanted to ask Jeff a question. I wanted to make a comment here before I do. I just got back from voting, and I'm encouraged. The lines were longer than I've ever seen them. And I've never seen them this long, not even for, you know, the federal elections for president. The lines were extended out well over 100 yards of people just waiting to get into the polling to be able to vote. So there's the large turnout, and from just me standing there and talking to people in the lines and stuff, it was pretty obvious to me that everybody there was, you know, more issues. We talked about things like, you know, how the school system was teaching things that they're not, shouldn't be teaching, things like that. So it looks like they're most of the people that I around in the area that I was at while waiting in line were conservative. So I'm encouraged by that. Now, what happens after we get a vote and, you know, whether they change it or whatever, I don't know. But I'm down here in Florida, and I've never seen the lines this long ever. So I was really encouraged by that. I wanted to ask Jeff a question. You know, Mary Fanning has been coming out lately again with this. She's saying that this hammer and scorecard thing hacked into the Brazil election. I just did some online checking, and they have used electronic machines down there, but none of them are connected to the internet. They do that as a safety precaution. So I'm just wondering, how the heck could this hammer and scorecard thing penetrate into their machines without any type of internet connection? I heard you comment once before saying that you had told them that, or you had mentioned to them or something, that this hammer and scorecard thing was a fallacy. I'd like to hear you. Can you give me some more information about that? Because I think this woman's fake.
Yeah, I've talked to Mary. Just before she and Brennan Howes recruited Mr. Lindell to their little crusade and so on, I was urged to check it out and become a believer. And the information was coming originally from Dennis Montgomery. This is something they hid last year. And now, you know, after the failed cyber symposium, Mr. Lindell came out and admitted that it was Dennis Montgomery and called Montgomery and Mary Fanning heroes. But I think Montgomery's information is wrong. He hasn't come up with any proof, and all this promised. And the thing that I didn't understand was, you know, the time urgency then in January of 2021 with if there was proof that there was election fraud, you know, real authentic cyber evidence, which Montgomery was claiming, you get it out. You publish it, and you don't wait. And now it's couple of years, you know, later. It's more than, you know, we're coming up on 2023. It's almost 2 years later. And there's no proof still in this pudding. And the problem also is Montgomery's background. You go back, I talked to the journalist that wrote the article on how the Pentagon, he scammed the Pentagon. And that's been published. You know, that was the Playboy magazine published an article. There's been other articles about his the scams that he's been involved in before. And so this is a source you can't trust. And Mary Fanning is still advancing it. Lindell is still advancing it. I don't know whether it's that they're not that intelligent and they've been, you know, fooled by this stuff. I don't really understand. I have worked trying to understand this with folks that have had interactions with Mr. Montgomery, So I would just say that, look, read Mary Fanning. She wrote a book in which she lionizes Mr. Montgomery. On the Hammer is the Key, I think, is the title of the book. It's, you can get it, you can download it, but it's like a series of little advertisements for Mr. Montgomery. And it isn't very persuasive, and there's no there there. I mean, when I looked at it and I said, wait a minute, I'm not buying into any of this because I don't see any real evidence. And that's been the problem. I mean, maybe Mr. Montgomery is honest somehow, but there's no evidence. He's never produced a thing yet that's going to change anything. And it's just sort of hopium, right? Like a take on opium. It's, they're giving hope to people, but there's nothing there. And I just hope that people exercise their critical judgment about this. Unfortunately, I think Mr. Lindell has not exercised his critical judgment. And I'm disappointed that Mary Fanning is continuing to push this. I think that this is a waste of time.
Well, I think Lindell's caught now because he's got to come up with some kind of proof. They got a case against him or something that's going on. And he's got to come up with some kind of proof that what he's saying is true. And, you know, I don't know what's going on there, but I do know that Carl Cameron came out and said that Dennis Montgomery never provided him any proof. There was, Mary Fanning was saying that Fox News hid the sort of, that Rupert Murdoch hid the fact that the Hammer was existed in this and killed Carl Cameron's story. It was just outright false, because Carl Cameron himself came out and said that Montgomery never provided any evidence. And he said, they didn't kill the story. Rupert Murdoch didn't kill the story. They never had the story, because he never provided the evidence to Carl Cameron.
Yeah. That was the problem when we started hearing this. Brannon House's broadcasts. I was a frequent guest on Brannon's show, and I was like, you got to be more skeptical, I was telling him. And he really went for it. And my background is I analyze things, and how do you prove something? And the thing is, you got to have real evidence. And a lot of people don't know what that is. And, I tried to warn myself and a retired detective who worked on this. We tried to warn Mr. Lindell before the cyber symposium, please don't do this. You're going to get into trouble. You're going to hurt yourself. And our big fear for Mr. Lindell was that there was a legal trap here. And we were worried that there was some kind of an entrapment of conservatives. Because there's this thing in it's called cybercrime. And if you acquire data from networks that is private in any way that's illegal by breaking into the network, you've committed a crime. And so Mr. Lindell claims to have this information. Well, he's in a dilemma now, because if he has the information that he claims to have, he must have committed a crime to have it, right? He's making some kind of argument that he hasn't. And the more he pushes this, the deeper it goes. I'm afraid that Mr. Lindell's going to end up in prison. That's what I'm afraid of, because he has been unwise in what he has chosen to believe and this course of rhetoric that he has followed. And, of course, it all depends on what he has. Does he have anything that's been taken from a private network? Have the people working for him breached a network? We know that people have already been indicted in Colorado because
that's
this
right.
has been shown. So, and one or two of them, I think two of them were in Mr. Lindell's employ. So,
right.
You begin to wonder, is this a sting operation by hostile FBI who are, maybe rogue, working with Democratic operatives to entrap, Mr. Lindell is beloved, and he's a major figure in the conservative movement, in the MAGA movement, at least. And to have him be discredited, to have him go down, is just one of those things that would just create a lot of tension in America and a lot of problems. And maybe some of these actors want that, want Americans at each other's throats. And when you talk about these cyber issues, it is so highly technical. And I've interviewed and, you know, trying to understand this, experts in this, and I've had an education, but it is so complicated that the public cannot literally understand the technical details. It's really above them. And to throw these things at the public and claim you have proof, you know, it's, and then people believe it. And this is really unfortunate. And it's one of these dead end rabbit trails that we are, you know, that we're partly stuck on.
Lindell would be in some real trouble, actually, because it looks like as you were talking about, some of these people are in his employ. It looks like he may have sent out people to spy and to try to get them to get election data from actual, you know, from the election, I guess, from the machines or whatever.
Right, and some of the people...
That's why a lot of people are saying that the FBI confiscated his cell phone. It was because they were looking, they believed he might have, you know, he might be in some serious trouble, especially if they can prove that. But the thing
I'm afraid that he reflects on Trump. Yeah, if he stays out of jail, it's going to be a minor miracle, in my opinion.
Yeah, so I'm worried that this is going to reflect badly on Trump, very badly, because I don't think Trump ever actually was behind Lindell, even though Lindell went to him with all this supposed evidence. And if it does, it's all because of this Dennis Montgomery, Mary Fanning BS. I'm really, you know, it's really got me going. I just be honest with you. I like my pillow. I have a my pillow. But, you know, and I think Mike Lindell is basically a good guy. But he could be in some serious hot water with this.
Yeah.
So thank you for your discussion.
Yeah. No, I think it's an important issue, and it needs to be brought out. And it's, unfortunately, people take this for or against. And it's really, it's such a deep matter. And the legal issues involved are not understood. The dangerousness of getting involved in this area. I think that we don't know what happened in the election because there hasn't been a proper investigation. The Democrats have blocked it. And we've gotten to the point where it's too late. We have to now move on to other areas and try to prevent this sort of thing in the future. But imagine how serious it is when there people have questions about an election to come up with a false narrative about election fraud. You know, that is really throwing, think about that, how that's throwing a monkey wrench in anybody who's really trying to find the truth.
Exactly. See, I don't think there's any doubt the election was stolen just by ballot stuffing, from faulty machines, from Diabos, or whatever the names of those machines are, and from the people going and voting at the, you know, stuffing those ballot boxes that Dinesh D'Souza showed. I don't think that's how the election was stolen.
The Catherine Engelbrecht and Greg Phillips did the work with through the Vote in the 2000 Mules film you're referring to. I mean, people who want to investigate, who want to try to figure it out. I mean, look, we had an election where we had this pandemic, and you had massive, you know, voting by mail. And that was very loosey-goosey in most states, I think maybe in every state. And so you have the possibility of, you know, somebody voting for people who don't usually vote, right? I mean, that's just obvious. And I think the Attorney General of the United States, and of course the federal government, is not, William Barr, the Attorney General, is not in charge of elections. The elections are done at the state level, not at the federal level. I think he said he made an intelligent statement, and he's a very smart lawyer, and he said, well, there's fraud in every election. There really is. The question is it fraud that rises to changing the outcome? And if you actually look at it, and I'm sure this is what Barr was looking at and other people, why they shied away from it is, how on earth do you go back and figure that out?
Absolutely.
With this absentee, you know, so messy with these absentee ballots, these mail-in ballots. Wow. I mean, what do you do?
Charlie, get some great comments. We need to move on. We got a break. We'll
okay,
right
thank you.
Consider this. dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by my Veterans Day sale on energy cleaners, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, including the micro plush throw. That goes until Monday the 14th. When you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the difference manually with a special premium. That special premium is a copy of my DVD titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. You can place your order at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free hour line. Don't ask my water takers about the Veterans Day sale. They won't have a clue what you're talking about. Just place your order. I'll take care of the rest at 800-592-9543. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His book for sale at Amazon.com. His website's jrnyquist.blog. Gentlemen, our next caller is Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I vouch for John. He puts that money back into your account. That's what you did to me.
That's
I didn't
right.
get another check. I mean, that's handy. But I wanted to say that I looked up, which I'd heard, and if you're like elderly or disabled, Uber will take you to the pole free, and I think Lyft will charge half price or something. If, you know, I guess they don't have to drive 50 miles to get you. I mean, you know what I'm trying to say. So that's something to know if you don't have neighbor's home or nothing, you know, like bad English. And the other thing, there was a question about the name on the ballot. It wasn't your ballot you're voting for, but one he's running by, because Beto here from Texas, his name is Fredson. But he doesn't want you to know that he's got it on there as Beto. So they'll think he's Hispanic because he speaks English. I mean, Spanish. But when he was in the House in Washington for two terms, he probably doesn't want you to know his real name because he pulled a lot of shenanigans up there. Sure did over there. I think that's the two things I just wanted to tell people that.
Okay.
Check. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call, Pat. Our next caller is Bobby in Florida. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning. I just, can you guys hear me okay?
We'll hear you fine. Go ahead.
You were talking about that Bluetooth and the phone. That's very real. About a year and a half ago, I bought a phone, a T-Mobile phone, and I was trying to hook some Bluetooth up in a store. And all these, they're called MAC numbers. There's a 12-digit number.
Right.
And I looked up what that was. It's a media access controller. And there's some science behind that. Like you're saying, that's really hard to figure out. It's some kind of a hub that picks up this number. Well, people would walk by and the numbers would come up. And I did an experiment because I live out in the country. And I tried it on my neighbors. They were sleeping one night. And two numbers come up. They were vaccinated. They went to Texas, and I wrote the numbers down. They come back from Texas. And when they left, the numbers were gone. When they come back, those numbers showed up on my phone again. And then they redid my phone. When they did an update on my phone, and all that went away. So I'm glad you told me about that app. But I showed it to people, and most people didn't have that. It only worked on certain phones. But that is very real. And I just thought I'd let you know that someone say it isn't real. I don't know if it's the... The shock.
No,
can I ask a question? Can
go ahead.
I ask a question? You know, since everybody has, a lot of people have Bluetooth devices, they have them to put in their ear, they have them, you know, for when they're driving, and if they forget to turn it off and they're carrying it in their pocket or they've got it near their bed or whatever in their personal possessions, you could be picking up their Bluetooth device, right?
Right, right. No, Jeff, let me help you out here. Jeff, hold on here, Bobby. Okay. One of my regular guys, he calls in. He's a friend. He does a pledge for us once a week. He's a deputy sheriff down in Mississippi. And once or twice a week, he has courtroom security. And he's done this at my request. He's done this, Jeff. Now, to get past him to be seated in the courtroom, you cannot have a cell phone. You're not allowed to, or a Bluetooth device. You have to give them up before you can go into the courtroom. So at my request, he's done this testing in the courtroom where he knows for a fact nobody has anything on their person transmitting this Wi-Fi signal. And he found pretty much everybody does, at least half the people or more, are transmitting this signal with that 12-digit signal. And that's a free app that you can get on your phone to be able to do this, Jeff. So we've already done the testing. We know it works, and I've done it myself.
So okay, this is interesting. So this is strong enough coming off the human body that it can be picked up from
a
device?
Right. It's the app is Find My Bluetooth Device. It's a free app anybody can get. I've done testing. It looks like Bobby's done some testing, and it does work. Human beings are transmitting a 12-digit Wi-Fi signal.
So if I get it, it's called Find My Bluetooth Device. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yep, right. You can do it yourself.
I'm going to try it out.
Roger that.
It's called a MAC address. You can look up MAC address, and it's called a media access controller, and you can
That's
look
right.
that up. It's on you can look it up. So anyway, I thought I'd put that out there for you guys.
Okay,
thank you,
Bobby, thank you. We appreciate the call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
My website is thelibertyman.com. Up and running full speed. The new humor section. If you have something, a meme or a video you think is funny, get that to me, and we might just get that on the humor section. It's a lot of fun. We need some humor in our life. I really do believe that. We have Liberator rocket heaters for sale. Winter is just about here. You want to stay warm, cozy, and have the opportunity to burn either wood pellets or regular firewood. You can do that with a Liberator rocket heater. I'm the executive vice president of the company, and we've got stoves in stock, ready for immediate shipment. The price includes shipping to the lower 48. If you live in Alaska or Hawaii, it's going to cost more. Foreign countries obviously cost more. Last but not least, my sale on my Veterans Day sale, I should say, on energy cleaners is in effect right now. Goes until midnight Monday the 14th. $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I refund the difference manually. You can place your order for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, at my website using PayPal. You can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. And there's a bonus. There's a special premium. That's a free copy of my DVD titled Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. I was awarded the Prague Peace Prize based on my work in that contained in that video. And my toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, and Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books for sale at Amazon. 6 books. You need to really read his books. And gentlemen, we got a caller on hold here. Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. John, I like your new song. It takes me back in time. That was one of my picks.
Well, good. I'm glad. We'll be hearing more of it.
Okay. Regarding our group over here with voting, Katie Hobbs, who is at present our Secretary of State, she's a Democrat running for governor. She's not happy with the hand count in Cochise. So she went before a judge, or they took it before this judge. She's blocking it now after our attorney general said, okay. My question is, they're claiming it's unconstitutional to hand count. Can somebody explain why that's unconstitutional?
Your response here, Jeff?
What state are you in?
Arizona.
And okay, so help me to understand this question. What is it you're asking exactly?
Okay, Coach, we have about 15 counties here, or we do, and Cochise County wants to hand count all their ballots because of, you know, our claim that it was not counted right previous election. They're the only county. Well, our attorney general, who they brought it before, said yes. Oh, okay, whatever they have to do. Okay, Katie Hobbs, who's running for governor against Kerry Lake, Katie Hobbs is a Democrat, but right now she's our Secretary of State. So she has jurisdiction, too. So she wasn't happy with the hand count. So whatever she had to do, brought it before a judge, and he blocked the hand count for Cochise County. And now there's some suit claiming that it's unconstitutional to allow a jurisdiction to hand count. And I'm curious what they're basing that on.
Well, it'd be the Arizona Constitution, wouldn't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it would be the Arizona Constitution. Look, elections are run by the state, and the state officials and the state constitution determines how it is to be run and decided. So if you're in a certain county and you're under those laws, if that's what the officials have determined, I mean, I don't know the Constitution of Arizona, so I can't really say, you know, whether this judgment is according to the Constitution or not, because so many judgments are not, right? So I don't know. It would be a technical legal question for someone familiar with the law in the state of Arizona.
Okay. Well, because she's in an uproar about it. Of course, she's running. This is the high run for governor. You know, a lot of people want Kerry Lake, but they're running neck and neck on.
As I understand it, the real problem there is of course, in Maricopa County, is where the shenanigans, I think, were most.
Right.
You know, there's very suspicious thing when they got rid of Sheriff Arpaio. Why was he targeted? Why was a sheriff in one county targeted? And then you notice things changing in that county. But it's an important one. And my suspicion is look, if you're going to cheat, you're going to cheat in the counties you can get control in. And you're going to cheat where you can, in those places, you can make the manipulation work. I don't think, you know, I kind of doubt that it's in every county. Although, nobody knows, but it's sort of like my dead relatives who are still voting in Chicago. They voted their whole lives Republican, but ever since they died, they've been voting Democrat, right? So it's you know, I mean, yeah, this is the problem with mass politics and democracy, and you know what I mentioned before about corruption, about honesty and dishonesty. It's always with us as a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Maricopa was the worst.
And yeah, I think that's where really the focus needs to be, is in Maricopa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to get pretty contentious down here. So, anyway, I'll look that up, I'll investigate it. But thank you so much. I just wanted
Deborah, before you get away, is there any updates on people who are getting sick or dying from the clot shot and where you live?
There's a lady, yes, who's having major problems with her lungs right now, and they can't figure out what it is. So I'm going to tell her to check that troponin in her blood, because she's been having some major, major issues, and they don't know what's causing it. And she's got to do some blood work, and I'm going to let her know to have them check that troponin.
Be sure and have them check for troponin. That would be helpful, and it's good to know what's wrong, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But as far as somebody passing away recently, no. But we've got some people with interesting health issues, but fortunately, not right now. Anybody's passed, but yeah, that was scary here. I mean, almost half of our people out of my case study of
45, 46. Right. Well, we appreciate the update, Deborah. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. We got open line. Open lines at 512-248-8252. Going back to this Wi-Fi thing and this address, this 12-digit address, quite frankly, Jeff, I thought it was some kind of fantasy also when I first heard about it, but, my source was credible enough. I wanted to go ahead and pursue it, and that's why I knew that Deputy Hendricks had access to being able to do some testing with a control group. And it's always, if you've got a group of people, it's important to have a control group, isn't it, Jeff?
Oh yeah. Well, you have to. You know, if you want to investigate anything scientifically, you have to use scientific methods. You know, and you have to have random sampling. You can't, you know, you can't take people just that you know.
Right.
If you wanted to be scientific, I mean, it can show you something. If I mean, look, like myself, I can maybe think of 15, 20 people who've been vaccinated, mostly with Moderna, and two of those people that I know have gotten cancer in the short period of time since they've been vaccinated. Right. So did the vaccine cause it or not? You can't say scientifically, but it's kind of interesting.
It is.
And the people that I know who have had injuries or health problems since being vaccinated, and the ones that have died, it is statistically higher than you would expect, you know. But then again, people do die. People do get cancer. So it's kind of hard. It's a hard thing to determine. You have to go at it with, you have to know the statistics, what the statistics are, and you have to have the right measuring methods.
Another feature of this app is the closer you get to the person transmitting the signal, the stronger. There's a little arrow indicator that the closer you get up to 1-3 feet away, it'll show you that you're 3 feet away from the person.
And each one has a unique number?
Precisely. Yep.
How, I wonder, you know, just thinking about this, I mean, how could that be possible if you've got a vaccine? How could each... If each vaccine is taken out of a badge, how could they produce a unique number for each person? Does anyone have an idea of that?
Well, if they do, I don't know about it. It's a fascinating area. Let's move on from there, Jeff. We got Catherine in Massachusetts. Good morning, Catherine.
No, I'm not in Massachusetts now. I got priced out of that housing market, John. Anyhow, I'm in Maine, but I have a question on the troponin. Could you just give a brief synopsis of that? Because I want to send your summary to someone that I just found out was sick and in the hospital.
Well, I'll give you a Reader's Digest version. At my website, I can guide you how to get there and get the real details. At LibertyMan.com, the COVID section, I think it's about the fifth article down from the top at my website at LibertyMan.com. It's clearly marked COVID. And troponin. I'm going to be here momentarily. And troponin in a healthy person is measured at 0.0 to 0.4, or 0.04, excuse me, 0.04. Very tiny amounts of nanograms per milliliter. So that's what's in a normal person with a normal heart. Anything above, I don't want to be telling you the wrong thing here.
I'll go in there and look it up, and I'll send them there as well. And just the Gresca Carbon C60, I'm wondering, they have a lung problem, aneurysm, and like a severe bronchitis. And anyway, I just wanted to just mention that. I didn't know if it would relate to the troponin. I'm not familiar with troponin, but I will go freshen up my memory on the discussion. And I'm going to see also the Gresca's Carbon C60. I've heard some really good reports with that. But do you have any other thoughts for someone with that problem?
With what problem, my dear?
Severe bronchitis in the hospital. Oh. And they may have an aneurysm. And they had to take all of those things because of, you know, it's complicated. But, you know, they couldn't just walk away and not do that. So it's a kind of a situation. I'm trying to just help someone. And that's all. And I'll listen off air for your reply. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I don't have any expertise in that area of bronchitis. I'm not going to comment on that. But the troponin details are at my website at libertyman.com. Anything above that minimal amount that normal people have is a sign of damage to your heart. And the doctor in Switzerland studied 777 people that had the clot shot, and every one of them had an elevated level of troponin, demonstrating that they've had the heart damage. So let's move on from there. We need to remind people, Jeff, at every opportunity, that China has a goal. That goal is to colonize all of Africa, which they've pretty much done as far as sub-Saharan Africa. Apparently, they don't want the desert. they want to colonize the United States with no Americans. They want to control the whole planet, economically, military, politically, socially, don't they, Jeff?
Well, they want to dominate the planet, and they want to build a second China in the lower 48, which they have negotiated with the Russians on the issue of a future war. And this is what we can see, the moves being made to set up this war and to justify it by the Chinese officials, by Russian officials. And the thing you mentioned before about the vaccine, the great concern you've got, Naomi Wolf has made it, and I don't know her. I've been on presentations with her about the vaccine, and I share her great suspicion of the vaccine. But she, working with Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, they have uncovered documents showing that the Chinese are involved in the making of the Pfizer vaccine, and that they have made precursors for the vaccine, like the particulate matter. And of course, you've got this doctor that died suspiciously a year ago this month in Austria, who claimed who analyzed information from a professor in Spain, who'd analyzed the vaccines to have found nano particulate matter that shouldn't have been in the vaccines.
Right.
That effectively reacted like razor blades, causing inflammation of the heart, of the blood vessels, of certain organs. And so we don't know, but Naomi Wolf has been claiming over the last month is that there's real strong indications that the Chinese military, in fact, through bribing our own officials, our own FDA, medical authorities and the CDC have been corrupted and have allowed the Chinese into a process. So imagine your enemy who wants to exterminate Americans is involved with the making of a vaccine that everybody theoretically is supposed to take. The government's trying to force it. this raises questions, especially when all this vaccine thing shouldn't have played out the way it did. I mean, you have a vaccine, or a series of vaccines, three of them in the U.S., that are experimental. And it's supposed to be voluntary whether you take an experimental. That's not safety tested. It could be harming you. Everybody admits these vaccine companies are not accepting liability for a reason. And your enemy is involved in the making of it. And it's now you're threatening people's jobs to take it. You want to give it to children who are not affected by the. See, there's all these irrational points. It's like, wait a minute, there's something rotten here.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said, Jeff. We'll take no more calls. We'll get back from the break. Leon will give us his summary first with Jeff wrapping up his summary. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Extendivite really works. Kate. Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana. If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right. But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we are back. Well, Leon, we'll start with you. Your summary, please, about a minute and a half. We'll wrap it up with Jeff. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes. Please get out and do your civic duty and make a difference and take others who can't and help them get there. So that's what we can do officially, but what we can do personally in your own household and your own posterity is to get prepared. You see everything going up. You see the supply lines, the chokes, and the attempts on the food production and propane and energy and brownouts and blackouts. So if you know these things are coming down the pike, then today is the last day before they, regardless, today is the last day you can do anything about it. But expect the gas prices to go through the roof. They've already blasted through the strategic reserves, diesel's going to go up again, and now when it runs out, the concern about that is being able to get food to the stores. The last, you know, they can shut down the trains and they can shut down the barges, but if you can't get food to the stores, people are going to starve. So it's crucial you get busy now. So we pray for our leadership and we pray great things happen. But be
all
prepared.
Right.
On your...
Thank you, Leon. Jeff, your summary for the day, sir.
Okay, well, we are headed into a crisis, and we don't know how much worse it's going to get. We know that we're in an economic war with China and Russia. They're trying to strangle our allies and ourselves by indirection and break up any kind of opposition to them dominating the world. And when we look at the vaccines, look, it's China's objective to exterminate the people in the first world, and the vaccines, the mRNA vaccines, the ones that are considered to be the most harmful, those vaccines have been mainly given to people in first world countries, in Europe and North America. And why is that? And this is really when we're seeing the numbers of people injured, we're wondering, what are these things? Why are the Chinese, were the Chinese allowed to be involved in vaccine production? A hostile foreign power should never have been allowed in. And it is part of this trading with China. We need to stop that. We need to cut ourselves off from China and not allow them to be part of our system.
All right. Jeff, thank you. We'll see you in the morning. We appreciate it. Leon, thank you, sir. We appreciate it. That's it for today. Get medical supplies, your energy, cleaning essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, your ammunition, never ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my beautiful state of Missouri, where we're all voting today. The lovely large state of Texas, where everybody's voting also today. And please, Lord, vote. God bless the United States of America, where we hope all the conservative Christian patriots get out and vote today.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.